You know, there are many days on the calendar, and because of the simcha of the day, we leave out tachna. Sometimes, though, leaving out tachna has nothing to do with the day on the calendar. There are people who bring the simcha with them. And I refer particularly to a chassan. A chassan b'shivas imei mishta, the day he gets married, or throughout the 7 days that follow, he doesn't say tachna, nor does anyone else at that minyan. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, it's an interesting thing, there are other cases where people may personally not say tachan, but they don't share it. They may take it with them wherever they go, but they don't share it with the rest of the minyan. Baal bris, you have a father to make a bris, a mohel is going to sandik. If the bris isn't happy in that location, so then that baal bris personally doesn't say tachan, but the rest of the minyan would. Or inversely, an avel outside of the base of an avel during Shiva, if he's not in the base avel, so he personally wouldn't recite tachon, but the rest of the minyan would. Why is the chassan unique? So, Alpi Pashtun, I think we would have said that the degree of simcha is totally different. You see in the fact that it's not just the simcha of the Yom HaChassan itself, it's the Shiva Simeh Mishnah that follow. You see it in the Mishnah, in the, I believe, the third parak of Nagam, talks about the Shiva Simeh Mishnah being like a regel. It almost has the status of a personal yomta for him. It may be as simple as that. The simcha, the magnitude, the simcha of a chassan is so great that it spills over to everyone else. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in a comment in this week's parsha, in Emes Yaakov and Kiseitze, he suggests that maybe something else more subtle at play as well. Because another mystery about the uniqueness of marriage is its appearance extensively in Parshas Kiseitze, or more generally in Chumash Dvarim. What exactly is Chumash Dvarim all about? That's a question that has consumed the minds of many Mefarshim. One certainly common approach is to see the theme of Chumash Dvarim as Chazara, Mishnah Torah, and the Ramban will often point out topics that appear in Dvarim, typically appears in some way, shape, or form already earlier in one of the other Chumashim. Another major theme that many Mefarshim see in Dvarim is that it's all about Tzibur. The topics in Dvarim, Rabbi Yaakov develops this in a number of places, the topics in Dvarim are overwhelmingly Klal Yisrael topics. It's about leadership, it's about how to hold on, how to be Zocha to Eretz Yisrael, how to hold on to Eretz Yisrael, it's about the rules of war. Overwhelmingly, it's about communal issues, which makes the halachas of marriage in Parshas Kiseitze, they get a lot of territory, a lot of real estate in Parshas Kiseitze, spent a lot of the details of marriage. Seems like an intensely personal affair. So Rabbi Yaakov suggests that certainly the decision to get married and whom to marry is a intensely personal question. But there are a number of indications that we see marriage as very much a communal event. The Torah in this week's Parsha, and it's reflected in the language of the Tanaim, halachic language of the Torah Shva Peh, we often refer to marriage as marrying in or not marrying into Klal Yisrael. Those who cannot marry most other Jews are, the Torah says, they're Asur Lava Bakohol. So the Tanaim refer to them as Pesulei Kohol. We see marriage as a communal affair. Marriage is personal, but marriage is also a significantly new step in building, literally and figuratively, building the family and families of the Klal Yisrael. And that's why Yaakov suggests marriage occupies such a central place in the context of Sefer Dvarim, because it is at the same time both personal and very much national. And he suggests perhaps that also explains why the simcha of a chasen v'kala, the simcha of a shivus v'mishta, unlike other smachos, not only is it larger, greater in terms of magnitude, but the nature of it is that it's a simchas haklal, and as such, we understand well why the simcha is contagious, and the refraining from tachan is not limited to the chasen alone, but to the entire kahal with whom he links himself.